The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the Social Studio.
Hello and welcome to another Radio Today programme. I'm Stuart Clarkson. Coming up later in the show this week, we've got the usual roundup of industry news and, of course, David Lloyd's Radio Moments. First, though, we celebrate 50 years of Tony Blackburn. He made his radio debut the 24th of July 1964 on Caroline South. Now, Tony spoke to me and Pat Sharp on the Radio Today live webcast from the Radio Academy Awards earlier this year. That interview is going to be on the way shortly, but first, another chance to hear a short documentary that I put together in May as Tony picked up his second Radio Academy Gold Lifetime Achievement Award. From the Pirates to Radio 1, Capital Gold, Classic Gold, BBC London, Smooth, Radio 2 and many, many more, Tony Blackburn's contribution to our industry is massive. And coming up, we're going to hear from his producer on Radio 1's launch day in 67. But first, back to 1964, when a 21-year-old Tony spotted an advert that was to change his life and the future of radio in the UK forever.
I was in Bournemouth as a singer and guitarist, and then I read an advert in the New Musical Express wanting disc jockeys for Radio Caroline. I'd seen a programme on television about it, because down in Bournemouth we couldn't hear Radio Caroline, the signal wasn't strong enough. So I applied through the New Musical Express and got the job.
It's 15 and 3/4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Tony Blackburn here with you. 199 Radio Caroline, Britain's number one station.
I joined it about 2 or 3 months after it started, with people like Simon D was out there and some of those people, and had a terrific time for 2 years on Radio Caroline. Then, of course, went to Big L Radio London for another year. And that was the ship, funnily enough, I liked more than Caroline, because it was more professional and brought in the top 40 format and those lovely American jingles.
Come on, sing along, sir.
Wonderful Big L, wonderful Radio London.
You're listening to the happy sound of wonderful Radio London, bound to cheer you up if you stay tuned throughout the day. The time is 7 o'clock, let's weather check.
Here's the latest weather word on Wonderful Radio London.
And the weatherman says that the country is in for a cold spell. Oh, my goodness, it's all down to the old winter willies out again, ladies.
They were very well-run stations, particularly Radio London, Big L. It made a terrific amount of money. It was very, very popular. Radio Caroline, I think, was probably a little bit more piratical than Radio London, but you know, it wasn't like the film The Boat That Rocked. All those things that went on board, the parties and the girls and the drugs and things, that never happened. If it had been like that, we'd all still be out there.
That's a lovely sound, isn't it? Sound of the Searchers there, and Don't Throw Your Love Away. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Well, I told you that the sea was pretty rough today, and there went some of our ashtrays, our jingles, I think absolutely everything. We're absolutely strapped in. The sea is absolutely everywhere this morning. I hope it's not like that on the shore, at any rate. In fact, it is so mad out here at the moment. I've just seen a duck flying upside down. I think it's obviously quacking up.
He was probably the first of the pirates to come ashore, knowing full well the Marine Offences Act was coming in. Derek Chinnery was my boss at the time. He was head of Radio 1. And he said about Tony, you know, well, he's had a good public school education and he won't find it too hard to abide by the BBC rules and what have you, and speaks the Queen's English, so we'll have him. First programme he ever did was Midday Spin on the Old Light programme. But I think from memory, it was on a Wednesday.
Well, hello, everyone. How are you today? Lovely to be with you. This is Tony Blackburn with you right the way through until 1 o'clock.
I remember going into the studios for the first time at the BBC, and they asked me for a script. And, of course, I ad-libbed the whole time, and I said, oh, dear, I haven't got a script.
Actually, as is my first day with the BBC, nobody knows I'm in the building yet, because I thought, as is my first day, I won't push my luck. So I entered by the tradesman's entrance.
Johnny Beerling, he'd already been out to the ships, actually, very privately and undercover, to see how we did it. And he was a great pirate radio enthusiast.
I was always a huge fan of pirate radio anyway. I'd listened to it a lot. So I was keen to meet Tony because he was so successful. And eventually, when he had been signed to the BBC, it was decided that he was going to present the breakfast show, the opening programme on there, and I was allocated as producer of that programme.
I'd give you a time check, shouldn't I? 17 and a half minutes to 1 o'clock.
He was inspired probably by Dan Ingram on WABC, because Radio London was modelled on WABC in New York. And then on Big L itself, I think his idol was a man called Tony Windsor. Dan Ingram, going back to the days of the Beatles, he was the one that talked about so many Beatle minutes past the hour and the weather being so many WABC degrees and so on. So this was a thing that I think had inspired Tony.
Open the window and tell everybody, just shout it out, that Radio 1 is wonderful, OK?
We love it on BBC. 247 Radio 1, fun for the weekend.
21 minutes past seven. You know that expression, the worst is yet to come? It's not true, I'm here.
His format was to have lots of time checks, lots of jokes, lots of name checks for Tony Blackburn, quite clever, so that he became as well known as Radio 1. Of course, we were quite nervous on that first day. Paul Hollingdale did the opening programme from 5.30 that went out on Radio 1 and Radio 2. Robin Scott came in with his opening announcement.
Now, with the clock ticking slowly up to 7 a.m, it's going to be time to welcome Radio 1's first daily show on 247 metres medium wave. 10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, and Radio 2, Paul Hollingdale. Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2. 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
I was in the background in the studio. You wouldn't think it to look at it. You'd think Robin Scott was the only person there. But you can imagine, launching a new network, there was a lot of BBC brass about, including Robin Scott, a television crew trying to record it for posterity, me trying to keep a grip on the whole production of the show, and then Tony presenting it. So it was fairly crowded and fairly tense.
Yes, indeed, we've even got Arnold back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first of the Tony Blackburn shows. I shall be waking up every morning, except Sunday, between 7 and 8.30. So let's away!
Woke up one morning, half asleep.
I realised very quickly that he didn't actually need a producer in the studio, so I would listen to it at home and then come into work and meet up with him, and we would discuss, you know, any problems that had arisen and what we would do next. And eventually I moved on to other things and Tim Blackmore came in to take over as producer of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
5 minutes past eight. Let's play this one for Alan Freeman, shall we, who very kindly rang up and said he was enjoying the show. Thank you very much, Alan, and hi there to you.
I don't think Tony was ever happy to give up the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, particularly not to Noel Edmonds.
And hello, and welcome, Loy. I hope that you're having a really lovely Sunday, and I hope that you've got a couple of hours to spare. And welcome to listeners on VHF who have just joined Radio 1 for the Top 40, and I hope for the rest of the evening as well. And don't forget, you can hear the nation's top chart show in Super Stereo on VHF. And this is the Top 40.
Being a professional, he accepted that it was time to move, and he made a very good job of Junior Choice.
Another edition of Junior Choice tomorrow between 8 and 10 o'clock. So from Arnold and from me, Tony Blackburn, have a sensational day. Stay tuned for Steve Wright. He'll be with you in a moment, taking you right the way through till Adrian Just Time at 1 o'clock. And have a good day, won't you? Bye-bye.
I was his producer, but I like to think I was his friend, and we still are very friendly. I think that the secret of Tony's success is twofold. One, it's his very, very genuine enthusiasm for the music he's playing. He's retained that for the whole of the 50 years. And the other secret of his success is that he can talk to the microphone as if it's a person on a one-to-one basis. He's a great communicator. And I've always said the best broadcasters are those whose natural personality is what you hear. So if you meet Tony Blackburn off air, he's almost identical to the person you hear over the radio. The microphone will detect a phony, and Tony is a genuine good broadcaster.
You're listening to Wonderful Tony Blackburn, a Radio Today celebration of 50 years service to UK broadcasting.
I think when I left Radio 1, that was the time I became a shock jock at Radio London then, and doing a soul show.
It's Tony Blackburn. He's a cult. Everyone says so.
You naughty little frogs, you.
Nice to hear two people enjoying themselves making a record, isn't it? That's Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsborough and Jatim. I wish I had been a little fly on the wall there, you know what I mean? Understand, right?
I was talking about stockings and suspenders and all the rest of it and chatting people up on the air.
A steaming version of it. Other stations play the watered-down, dripping version.
or they faded out when they start enjoying themselves. Not us, though. Fearless and fun.
Derek Chenery, who was the head of Radio 1, rung up Derek Amor and said, can you stop Tony Blackburn talking about stockings and suspenders, because he's a children's entertainer on our network. And Derek Amor, who is a bit of a rebel, said, we don't mind him talking about it. We just want to stop him wearing them. Capital Gold had been going at weekends for a while, and I was doing pretty well on Radio London at the time, and Richard Park was aware of that, and I think what he wanted to do was to bring me over to Capital and hopefully bring the audience with me, and that's what happened. He said, well, you know, we want to open up this station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we'd like you to do the breakfast show, and so I made the move.
Tony Blackburn on Capital Gold, 1548 AM.
Here's yours truly with the weather.
And good morning, if you just joined us. Welcome along. The godfather of fun here, Tony Blackburn, right the way through until 10 o'clock, Mr. Magic, in the morning. And the weather, very nippy. It's gone up 1 degree to 0.32 Capital Gold degrees at the top of the vibrating with fun golden tower at the moment. We're just seconds away from all those number ones. It's going to be cold with sunny spells and a few showers. Jolly cold today with a chilly wind from the northwest. Minutes past nine on the Tony Blackburn Show, Capital Gold. Lovely letter here in 30 from Sandra. I think it's Oliver from London East 4. It says, dear Tony, as soon as you come on the air in the morning, I wake up instantly. Your humour is just my cup of tea. I'm delighted to hear that, Sandra. You and I against the rest.
Classic Gold.
It's the Triple Decade Chart Show with me, Tony Blackburn, here on Classic Gold.
I did BBC London.
Tony Blackburn here with you through till 10 o'clock right here. Back at BBC London, 94.9 FM.
Then I suddenly started doing Smooth and Jazz FM and things like that.
This is Smooth Radio.
I don't know how it happened exactly, but people just assumed that I didn't have any loyalty. When I wasn't doing a five-day-a-week programme, it seemed obvious to me that I should try and do something else. And I also thought, and I still believe, that it's not really a good idea to put all your eggs in one basket.
BBC Radio Berkshire, Tony Blackburn.
I also loved the fact that I was working for commercial radio and the BBC.
Tony Blackburn's biggest hits.
With P&O Ferries, KMFM.
And even now I work for six radio stations. Every show is slightly different to the other one.
We'll be talking about Twitter and Facebook, how it's going to affect the next election and why it is that politicians aren't really, I don't know.
To be honest with you, when the radar figures come through, you can't be blamed if a station doesn't do so well. I'm only here for 3 hours.
Online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM, the UK's million sellers, with Tony Blackburn.
Thank you very much to Ken Bruce. For a man of 108, he's remarkably well-preserved.
I went out to lunch with Bob Shannon, the controller of Radio 2, and I was working at Smooth Radio at the time. He offered me Pick of the Pops, and it was one of those shows that I thought about for 2 seconds and said, oh, God, I'd love to do that. And particularly working with my best friend, Phil Swern, who I've known for 47 years.
BBC Radio 2, Tony Blackburn. Whoopee!
And so it was one of those wonderful moments when I suddenly came back to national radio, and it sort of really did make my day, and I've been there for 4 years now. We slightly altered it a little bit. We brought jingles into it.
It's weekending, the 30th of April, 1988, at a number 20.
And the ratings have actually done remarkably well. They've gone up by 1 million in just 2 years. Although I've been doing the show for 4 years, it's terrific, and it's one of those programmes I absolutely adore doing.
Right here on your favourite station, this, of course, is BBC Radio 2, 30th of April, 1988. We've reached the top three.
One of the things that characterises Tony's success is the way in which he presents Pick of the Pops. You know, it was originally Alan Freeman's show, and Alan made it very much his own programme, but Tony has done the same thing and does it just as well as Fluff. I like to think somewhere up there, Fluff's still listening and enthusing about Tony Blackburn. Not half.
Funnily enough, when I was given the show, I was the chart rundown at the end. I did a trial of it, and I couldn't do it. I just could not get it. I practiced it for around about an hour and just got it. And it's now I love doing it. I love that chart rundown. It's a real challenge.
Pick on the Fabulous Five and up two to this week's number five. I Want You Back, Banana Rama. Hazel Dean moves up two. Who's Leaving Who at four in the top three. Up 12 to number three. Great week for Danny Wilson, Mary's Prayer. The Pet Shop Boys move down one. Heart this week at number two.
first of his two-week run at the top, theme from S Express. From S Express.
Thank you very much indeed for the great honour from the Radio Academy.
Golden classic.
I said Duran Duran, when of course it should be, as everybody knows, Duran Duran.
Tony Blackburn, BBC Radio 2.
Wonderful Tony Blackburn was produced in May 2014 by me, Stuart Clarkson, for Radio Today to celebrate Tony's 50 years in broadcasting and a second Radio Academy Gold Lifetime Achievement Award. Thanks to aircheckdownloads.com and radiorewind.co.uk, who we've borrowed some archive audio from, John Simons, who interviewed Tony for the Radio Academy, and to Johnny Beerling for talking to us for this short feature.
Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, MuseBoss, Larvo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today.
This is the Radio Today programme. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and back in May at the Radio Academy Awards, Tony Blackburn was given his second Gold Award. That's 25 years after he first won it. And as he arrived at the Grosvenor House Hotel on London's Park Lane, he came in and spoke to me and Pat Sharp on the Radio Today live webcast ahead of picking up the award.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. BBC Radio 2, Tony Blackburn.
What a great jingle.
That's all right, isn't it?
Well, it's got, your, right. It's got your name in it. Must
yeah,
be good.
There's lots more where they came from as well. When we're going to play those
songs.
I've got
that one. Where'd you get that one from? You've been pirating them, haven't you?
What about this man? Do you like him?
Yeah.
Noel Edmonds.
I don't like that one so much.
Maybe we're not mentioning
it. Just
that.
Didn't have the quality to it. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. So, Tony, special night for you.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Did you ever imagine this would happen?
Well, yes, it's been a long time coming.
Modest.
No, I didn't actually. I mean, when I was on holiday in St. Lucia, and John rang me up, John Myers rang me up and said, we'd like to give you the Gold Award. And I very arrogantly said, well, I've actually won it. And he said, it was 25 years ago. He said, well, you're the first person to get it twice. So I was very flattered, yes. And it's wonderful.
What are your memories of 50 years ago this year?
At my age, I can't remember what I did last week. Well, 50 years ago, it was the Pirate Radio
Caroline,
Show.
Yeah,
Radio Caroline. And, you know, I want to mention that tonight as well, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have anything, really. It was tremendous. So, you know, it's the 50th anniversary of Radio Caroline, and my 50th anniversary as well.
And what people remember you perhaps most for is the, good morning, welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Absolutely. I can never understand why I put and there. It was very strange, you know. Yeah, and welcome to exciting new sound of Radio 1.
The actual bit that people have seen on TV is recorded, isn't it? You did it.
It was. We did it the night before, I think it was, because in those days they couldn't get... They wanted to show the footage on a news bulletin, and they couldn't do it. They didn't have satellite dishes and things like that, so we had to do it the night before. And that's the only time I did actually write out what I had to do, because it would have been ridiculous to... And welcome to the exciting... And I didn't put the and on. Yeah. So I did actually... It's the first time we've used a script.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I've actually put together a little 15-minute programme about your 50 years.
50 minutes?
15 minutes.
How can you condense it down to 15 minutes,
To be fair, it's...
Give me 50, for God's sake.
To be fair, Tony, it's mainly jingles. It's a jingle from every radio station you worked at, pretty much.
Oh, gosh, that's...
And for that programme, I went to see somebody on Friday to record an interview for the documentary, and he recorded a special message for you as well. So let's have a listen to this.
Well, Tony, I'd like to congratulate you on your achievement. Who'd have thought when we started it all those years ago we'd both still be around? And I think you've done a wonderful job. You've been a marvellous broadcaster through all those years, and I think the audiences up and down the country that you've sustained are the evidence of that. So from me, many, many congratulations and well done, and long may you continue.
Producer. Johnny Beerling.
Johnny Beerling, your first producer at
Radio
1. He was
the person who got rid of me, actually.
Tell me that.
Did you? Well, no, it was time to go. I'd been there 17 years.
I'd only been there in 9 months.
Yeah. I remember, actually, when they presented me with the, the Flowers in the Rain, the very first record which I have at home. And I remember saying to Johnny Beerling about 30 years later, I said, it was very kind of you to do that, but I'd have preferred another contract. But it was time to go. Yeah, I've been there a long time.
And out of all the things you do at the moment, you obviously do BBC London, BBC Berkshire, KMFM, all sorts of things.
Magic.
Magic on a Sunday.
Radio 2. London, that small station, Radio 2.
Radio 2.
Radio 2, yeah, yes.
And there's another one as well. There's a sixth.
Well, I'm doing a little bit for BBC Three Counties as well, yes, okay. But not on a regular basis.
What out of all that do you enjoy the most?
Oh, I like them all. They're all totally different, you know. They're all totally different. I mean, I obviously love doing Pick of the Pops. That's the really big one I do every week. And working with my best friend Phil Swern, who I've known for 45 years now, over 45 years. You know, we work together and we do the program live. And then after the show, we go to the same hotel. We sit in the same table for the last 4 years, and we have a glass of wine together. We tell one another how great we are and go home. Wow. Which seems a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon. So I'm very lucky, very, very lucky.
And do you ever turn any work down? If people ring you up and say, can you do this show? Can you cover this?
I try not to, no. No,
it's the advice for people starting out in the industry. Accept everything and you'll be as good as you can. But when you get to your stage, surely you can turn things down.
Well, I could do, but I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy it. I love going to... you know, I still get a kick going to Radio 2. I mean, Radio 2, I never thought I'd get on there. And I've been on there 4 years now, and we've altered the Pick of the Pops a little bit. But I still get a big thrill when I go being a part of the BBC, you know, because I think it's a wonderful organisation. And people, you know, I don't think we appreciate it enough in this country. It's when you go abroad and you hear the rubbish that they turn out at some places, particularly America, you know, we realise how great... I love the BBC, you know.
Have a great night, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Sincere congratulations from everyone at Radio Today and everyone from across the whole radio industry is listening tonight.
And thanks very much to everybody and also the audience for keeping me going for this length of time.
Absolutely.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
And David Lloyd is here next with this week's Radio Moments. First, though, let's get some news with Roy Martin.
Thanks, Stuart. Here's the latest from Radio Today's newsroom. The latest radio figures are out this week. You can see all the full graphs and stories once again from around the industry at radiotoday.co.uk. 5 declarations of intent have been received by Ofcom for the AM radio licence currently held by Sunrise Radio in London. All the potential applicants are from companies proposing an Asian radio service and include Sunrise Radio itself. And the cooperative group have stopped playing chart music on its in-store radio station and is instead doing an amazing radio type of service, playing nothing but unsigned bands. The staff aren't quite happy about it, though, so we think this story hasn't quite finished yet. That's the very latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Roy Martin.
Radio Moments!
We start 59 years ago, and a new BBC network begins, and another step on the road to the creation of Radio 2.
Good morning, everyone. This is the BBC Light programme on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 metres. It's the first time we've said those words, BBC Light programme, which we hope are going to mean for you now and in the days to come, all that is best in radio entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
The Light programme launching on Long Wave this week in 1945. And it was this week in 67 that the BBC announced a new name for the Light programme and the other BBC networks. It was to become Radio 2. The new Radio 1 was to split away from it, and Radio 1 was going to have, and I quote, light, warm-hearted, swinging programmes. Avoiding, they said, the mid-Atlantic style.
There he is, little thunder, little Stevie Wonder. Gonna lay it on you once there. Whoop it on me, baby.
No, nothing mid-Atlantic at all. This week, last year, Radio 2 got its new homegrown jingle package and the first new Sonic logo for 15 years.
BBC Radio 2.
This week, last year, we bid an unexpected farewell to this American broadcaster, aged just 53.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Okay, who on the show will admit that they've come into work without taking a shower?
Me.
Well, I think that's pretty much everybody. We've done way worse than that, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, kid, like, remember that time you came in with gum stuck all over you?
Gum?
Yes.
Oh, it was like caked in my armpit?
Kid Craddock. He was Billboard magazine's Air Personality of the Year. He won a Marconi Award, and the list goes on. Kid Craddock in the Morning was syndicated in 75 markets, and he died this week in 2013. And as is the case with any team show or double act, those he left behind were faced the following day with the task of carrying on.
I'm not going to be able to have my Ed Sheeran jam sessions in his office and at his house anymore.
I'm not going to be able to go to his house and watch shows for girls and talk about how perfect Tom Brady's hair and his chiseled jawline look. I'm not going to be able to sit in the car with him anymore and act like his speeding doesn't scare me. Because we all did that. We all sat in that car and he would drive and you're just trying to act like you're not scared so that he wouldn't go faster. I'm not going to be able to hear him complain about how I picked up my gift from last year that he had sent to his house when he could have just had it sent to my house. I still don't get that. I'm not going to be able to find the half-full Diet Coke cans around the office and hear him screaming out from his office asking for a Diet Coke when there's about 13 of them around the office. And we got a email yesterday from one of our producers at Dish Nation, and he put a passage on there from Queen Elizabeth that I kept reading over and over because you can't focus on the I won't be able to anymore. And so I just want to read it real quick. It says, you can't shed the tears that he is gone. Hold on. Let me start over. You can share tears that he is gone, or you can smile because he has lived. You can close your eyes and pray that he'll come back, or you can open your eyes and see that he's left. A lot of memories. Your heart can be empty because you can't see him, or you can be full of the love you shared. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday. Or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday.
In memory of Kid Cranick, who died this week last year.
Broadcasting to County Durham 20 and a half hours every day. This is Radio Durham. News, views and music from and for County Durham. On 94.5 VHF and Rediffusion.
The short-lived BBC Radio Durham launched this week in 1968, part of the BBC plan for 9 local radio experiments. And the people of Durham had firm ideas of what they wanted.
The history of Durham, if you like. Yeah. The features of local interest, you know, news, latest events and all like that.
I think they should put out programmes that should cater for the minority, which the larger networks do not do.
I invariably have a wrong telephone number. Ours is 2611 and theirs is 62611. I'm pig sick of Radio Durham.
Oh, don't mess with her. But the station got off to a decent start.
And well, now the moment has arrived. It's 11 minutes past 3. Outside at the garden party, the musical entertainment has stopped. The Right Honourable Edward Short has joined our station manager, Kenneth Brown, on the platform. And now we're going to join them.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very good welcome to BBC Radio Durham. And I'm delighted that I have with me the Secretary of State for Education and Science, the Right Honourable Edward Short. And Minister, would you now please open our station for us?
This is the 8th local radio station in Britain. And I hope it's going to open an exciting chapter in radio entertainment in the northeast of England.
And just to prove that the BBC's current troubles are nothing new, Ted Short went on to say,
finally, a word about the BBC, and everybody clobbers the BBC. Well, now, I'd like to say a word in their praise.
Memories of the launch of Radio Durham 46 years ago. Its resources were transferred to BBC Radio Cumbria 4 years later. Even further north, 33 years ago, a new commercial radio station this week.
The franchise was advertised as Aberdeen and Inverness, and we won. In the end of the day, we were offered Aberdeen only, which clearly I personally was delighted with, because I didn't see us being able to manage Aberdeen and Inverness from Aberdeen with ease. And it wasn't by accident, I think, that we got the formula right.
Bobby Hay brings you another day on Northside.
And here I am, bringing you the very first day on Northside. Good Monday morning to you. We've got a nice day for it. Excellent. The first of a million and one good things coming your way. It's the Carpenters, and
we've only just begun.
North Sound launching in Aberdeen from its home in an old school this week in 1981. It used to go off air at 8 o'clock at night, didn't it? Oh, yes. Nicky Campbell started there too, didn't he? Commercial radio was in the news 5 years ago this week when the Prime Minister was caught off guard on Absolute Radio.
Talking about technology then, are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not. I'm not on Twitter. I think that, you know, politicians do have to think about what we say. And I think the trouble with Twitter, the instantness of it, is I think there's... too many twits might make a twat.
David Cameron on Absolute Radio with Christine O'Connell this week in 2009. So, with Chris Moyles joining Radio 1 17 years ago...
Hello, I'm Chris Moyles.
Dr. Fox launching the new Pepsi chart 21 years ago...
Pepsi chart recap.
Press the button, my friend.
And Ocean and 2CR evolving into Heart South Coast 4 years ago...
Heart is coming.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.
Thanks, David, and thank you, Roy, for the news update. That's it from the Radio Today programme this week. I'm Stuart Clarkson, in for Trevor Dan, and there'll be more from us soon.
The Radio Today programme, with broadcast Bionics.